Welcome to a British true crime podcast. This podcast will explore cases from across the United Kingdom and look into infamous cases of murder and the unsolved that captured the interest of the British people. This is the first episode of a British true crime podcast. My name is Amy and I'll be your narrator for this episode. Today, we head to Glasgow and look at the murder of Tracy Wilde. In 1996, a young 19-year-old Saugat Mukherjee from India arrived in Glasgow to study at the Glasgow Nautical College near the city centre. Saugat settled quickly into his new life in Scotland. During his time in the city, Saugat focused mainly on his studies, exploring the surrounding city and holding down several part-time jobs in Glasgow restaurants. Saugat's time in Scotland was relatively peaceful, and the student kept himself to himself. After failing aspects of his college course, the decision was made to return home to Mumbai. On Saugat's return to India, he restarted his studies at university and went on to meet and marry his wife. He started a family and undertook regular travel as part of a successful career in business development. In the October of 2014, a whole 17 years later, Saugat would realize that his return home to India had caught the attention of police officers who were investigating the death of a 21-year-old female in Glasgow. Shockingly, his local police advised him police in Scotland had made him the prime suspect in the girl's murder. Tracy Wilde had struggled, having had a troubled upbringing in her early years. At the age of 21, she was at a stage where she was starting to turn things around for herself. She had a young child and was attending support groups to help battle her drug addiction. Friends described her as fun-loving, popular, and well-spirited. On the evening of the 23rd of November 1997, Tracy Wilde left her home in a housing estate in the north of Glasgow. She was heading for work in the city centre and was last spotted on CCTV at 3:30 in the early hours of the following morning. Later that same day, Tracy failed to attend a support group appointment, which caused some concern for friends. They visited her flat and could see that the door of her veranda had been left open. Neighbors were sent to check in on Tracy at the flat and made the sad discovery of Tracy's dead body behind the door of her bedroom. It had not been widely known at the time, but Tracy had been working as a prostitute and had gone into the city center that evening to seek work. It was quickly realized from the initial investigation that Tracy had been strangled to death in her own home. Neighbors had reported hearing arguing in Tracy's flat that evening, and despite CCTV footage of Tracy in the city center, police appeared to have no clear suspects or indeed witnesses in the case. The investigation continued for 2.5 years with no arrests, and the murderer remained at large. A BBC Crime Watch appeal released a CCTV image of a man they wished to speak to in relation to the murder. At this point, it is thought a member of the public had recognized the image of the man and identified him as Saugat Mukherjee. This identification from the public, coupled with the timing of the student's departure from Glasgow, 3 months after the murder, caused concern for police officers. Detectives also claimed that bite marks on Tracy's body were likely to have been caused by Saugat, due to the unique shape of his teeth in the picture. Saugat began to face mounting pressure from the Indian authorities, and moves to have him extradited to the UK began. Saugat spent 3 weeks in prison, and even appeared on local media accused of the murder, causing a backlash against him and his family. He lost his job and was forced to give up the lease on his apartment, with his landlord stating he didn't want a murderer living in his property. His children also suffered and were ridiculed because of the accusations. Their lives had been turned upside down, yet Saugat maintained his innocence and claimed to have never met the girl. He provided a voluntary DNA sample to police in Scotland in a bid to clear his name. In the summer of 2018, still under a cloud of suspicion, Saugat received a news alert on Google, announcing that someone else in Glasgow had been arrested for the murder of Tracy Wilde. By chance, a Chinese national named Ji Min Chen had been arrested for an alleged assault in the Cowcaddens area of the city. His DNA was run through the database, and police found a match with DNA taken from the scene of Tracy Wilde's murder. He would go on to admit to the murder and plead guilty at the High Court in Glasgow. He was given 20 years in prison. In the years after the murder, Ji Min Chen continued to live his life in the Annie's Land area of the city, seemingly living like other law-abiding citizens. He married, had kids and set up the Dragon Chinese restaurant in East Kilbride, which continues to operate to this day, with Chen remaining a director. Chen appealed his sentence, delivering more heartache for Tracy's family. His sentence was reduced on appeal by 4 years. It was also reported at this stage that Chen had in fact come to the country illegally in the 90s. His appeal centered around being in fear of being sent back to China to face corrupt police officers there. The family of Tracy quite rightly were repulsed by the reduced sentencing. They argued that Chen had already escaped justice for over 20 years, and that his sentence represented only a fraction of the time Tracy had been dead for, and less time than Chen had been free to live his life. Despite Ji Min Chen's admission of guilt and his guilty conviction, Cao Gard still felt the impact of the accusations, and so many questions remain unanswered about his treatment. A DNA sample from Cao Gard was submitted to the inquiry, but he was never eliminated and never received a response from police in Scotland. Was the sample ever checked? He never had any direct contact with Police Scotland, yet was required to report to his local police station once a week at home in India. His treatment has understandably caused him significant upset and stress, for which he now has to take daily medication. Cao Gard only received official confirmation of his exoneration in May 2019, after receiving a letter from the Department of External Affairs of India. Cao Gard continues to be haunted by the accusations. He asks why it took so long for his innocence to be proven, and often wonders what may have happened had Chen not been arrested.